Phoenix Mobile. Hit airfield or up off of 101.
I'm going to have to see how close it is to 101. It is right inside Greenville County. I want to say it's off of 176, but I know it's not. It's a little bit further off of that. If you Google Sloan Airfield, it'll pop up on Google Maps.
I did Google Sloan, and I was wanting to make sure that was the right one. I was just a couple of miles from y'all yesterday afternoon on my last stop.
Drive that big truck down through there, though. Man, some of them roads are kind of small. You get on those back roads.
Back roads. Out there by Blue Ridge High School and going to JD Tractor.
Go on those back roads and run into you with me and my truck, because just running into another pickup or another car, you got to squeeze it way off the edge.
Pulled out there off of 101 on the right, where there's I see a couple of planes underneath the barn and that, right there before you get to Fuse Bridge Road.
I'm thinking it is, but I didn't drive to it, so I'm not sure.
So sure, I don't come in off of 101. I have to come in, since I'm driving from my house in and over. I come down, like I went home yesterday on Mount Lebanon Road. There's a couple back roads that I take to get there. There's no direct shot. I have to go through him and then cut across top of the park where I get to Greenville County off the 357.
Cougar is where I was at yesterday afternoon. And I looked it up and I was within just a mile or two of the airfield, so I'm assuming that's the one it was, Ken.
And I was out by there the other day.
Flying coming up later this year. I guess people bring their planes and fly them around the airfield for a while, and they're going to have a dinner plate. I think it's like, I want to say $5 a plate. They may be burgers and hot dogs. You know, just sit around, chit chat, and watch people fly planes.
Steve and Dave talking about Tipton, I believe it was. Later this month or first part of next month.
I'm real sure when it is. I know they mentioned it whenever we were at the, whenever I went to the meeting last Saturday where they got voted to be able to join the airfield. Hey, what? It's like this hobby, though. There's always something you could be spending money on.
Pretty much any hobby, if you sit and think about it.
And you realize, hey, I need that. So I was on Amazon last night, adding stuff to my cart. That way I can get it and have it for the next time I go.
If y'all are out there on Wednesdays, I'll have to come by, try to come by one day and check it out. I go up there every other Wednesday, so like I said, I'm just a mile or two away when I get done for the day.
Maybe we can do that. I can't fly on my own yet. I have to have somebody like Dave or one of the other instructors there before I can fly on my own. So once they let me go, then I can go anytime I want, I believe, from my understanding. But I guess until then, I have to wait. I am pulling in the parking lot. I got to jump out and get on in here to this meet. So y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you this evening. This is KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good morning or a good day, and I will keep an eye out for you this afternoon. KO4 HKX, clear.
I'll try to catch you later. KN4 TFW.
Are you excited about your new antennas?
It's the first antenna work I've done since since I got my general and that, so it'll be interesting to see how it does. Just trying right now to decide where to put it.
Decision, trying to figure all that out.
That one. Why I was out there on Fuse Bridge Road the other day, but I remember now I went to see my neighbor over there, my ex-neighbor over at Sandy Flat, and then I cut through right there, headed over to the dump.
The tractor place up there, but man, there's nothing else up that way. So it's just I go out there every 2 weeks.
Like Greer High School, what do they call it, Tudor Town?
I'm out. It's right there on Dewey's Bridge Road, right across from Blue Ridge High School.
I cut through there once, so I can't remember.
Well, if you know what high school is at, it's directly across from the main entrance.
Be a good day. I'm hoping I don't have to ride to Greenville to pick up some parts, but I think I probably will.
Poor HCAT. You're going to have to start carrying your HT with you to work.
Well, I don't know how good the HT works going down the road without an external antenna.
Antennas like Andrew and I got that just clips over the window. Bracket that slides, you roll the window down, it slides over the window, and you roll the window back up. Take the antenna off your HT and put it on there, and then run the wire over to your HT, and then there you go.
So you're still using the little rubber duck, it's just outside.
Correct. Now, I bought an upgraded rubber duck for mine. I'm using a Nagoya 771. It's a little bit longer and all that, but that's what I use on my radio anyway.
Antennas yet on mine. I still got the rubber duck. And when I have an antenna when I'm in the truck, just like the one you got on your excursion, and I hook it to it that way.
This is a little antenna I use in the wife's car. I'll, like I said, just throw it over top of the window and then hook it to my HT, and I got at least some kind of communication outside the vehicle.
I might have to try that next time we go on a road trip. You have to send me some information about that type of mount.
I'll send it to you. It wasn't expensive at the time. I want to say it was like $20 or something like that. I bought it on Amazon. I'll send it to you, though.
When Susan and I are traveling in the Jeep, I just stick it down there on the little net on the side of the door. But, you know, being inside the cab and down low doesn't work too well.
What you mean? I think Andrew's got a little amp for his that he can use.
Watt should be enough.
Yeah, it should be plenty, but if you get out away from here, it probably won't be enough. At least you'll be able to listen, so that's a plus.
And if you needed to, you could get out in an emergency.
That's the whole point. And here we've got an accident, so now what? Let me see what's going on here. Go ahead, I'm going to be sitting here for a minute.
Four-way stop on 290?
No, I'm past it. I don't know the name of this little road, but it's right before Sandy Flats.
Just sometimes, you know what I mean, what people are thinking or what they're doing early in the morning.
Really? Because, I mean, it's straightaway, and you can see everything from here. But it looks like somebody's pulled out in front of somebody on this little road.
You said there was an accident. There was about one right beside me. There was a truck sitting on the side of the road with its flashers on, a big truck on an exit ramp, and there was a pickup truck getting off, followed by a bobtail. And then the pickup truck just jammed on the brakes and got on the shoulder in front of that truck that was broke down, and the bobtail locked it up.
It's in the places that you least think there's going to be an accident because you can see. But somebody pulled out in front of somebody there.
Emergency vehicles there already?
Oh, yeah. They've already got one of the vehicles cleaned up.
They had her bad wreck right there where the Dollar General is, where they put in that new four-way stop. Or it's a four-way stop? Yeah, it's a four-way stop. I don't think it's a red light yet.
Stop. He coming back from the racetrack down here one night and got hit there. Somebody just blew right through it. him towing a trailer with a race car on it. Totaled his truck.
She was on 290 headed towards 25, and a kid in the pickup, he just blowed it, but I guess, you know, when he looked, her car was hidden by the, you know, the post there, the windshield post, and that, and then he just pulled out, and she broadsided.
Know what you mean. It just, I don't know, I've been, had it happen to me or a couple close calls, and if they're not slowing down, I am, I don't care. It just, if I've got the right of way or not, I don't trust them to stop.
She hasn't driven since then. That's 3 years ago.
Get back in the steering wheel. I mean, you gotta get in there.
Susan was talking to her last night, and now son-in-law lost his job again. That's like the third time this year. And they live way out in the country, so it's not like you don't have to drive to get somewhere. But he's working at some gasket place, and they can't get the raw materials.
We got an email, or not an email, but one of the other distributors called in to find out what was going on with his shipments on toolboxes and stuff like that, and they're saying there's a cardboard shortage now. Cardboard boxes.
I would believe it. I mean, it's getting stupid ridiculous.
I don't know, yesterday just was the peak for me, I guess, of dealing with it. I just, everywhere I turned, I couldn't get it. It was on back order. I rode around all day, and I think I sold a couple $100 because I can't get it. And I'm burning diesel fuel to ride around and tell people this.
You know, you can't hardly get dog food, and everybody's limiting you to one bag of dog food.
You can't hardly get baby formula. People trying to feed their newborns and can't get formula for it.
We're going to release some of that formula that has bad issues with. Yeah, that ought to be interesting.
L4 HKX. And I don't see it getting any better anytime soon, really. If you start looking around, China's had their ports on lockdown for a couple of months now. Had their citizens on lockdown for a couple of months. And the shipping's a mess. So once you burn through what's sitting in the ocean, you've got a big gap of nothing coming in because nobody's over there manufacturing anything. So therefore you can't get your raw goods to build stuff or whatever you need. I mean, what are we going to do? Am I misreading something here, or what?
You're right. It's going to get way worse than that before it even starts to get any better.
And then you see all these manufacturing plants that are having suspicious timing of fires. Let's put it that way.
It makes you think that it's all planned, right?
It's planned, but think about it this way. When a business can't produce and they have bills to pay, they got to figure out how to get money somehow. So, you know, that going out of business fire or temporary layoff fire or whatever it is to let the insurance company pay that bill.
Certainly could be.
Saying that's what's going on, but I'm just thinking outside the box.
We're shipping a lot of stuff because we just don't have the raw materials.
I was supposed to deliver a AC recovery machine this morning. I ordered it 2 weeks ago. It's shipped. I still don't have it.
Albums of stuff shipped, but they don't know where it is.
But now they're quick to take your money.
Yes, the tube must be 2 months ago. and now it's shipped, but it's shipped by a third party, and they're trying to figure out where it is.
My nightly tool orders that I'm getting, or supposed to be getting, every box has got something in it that's wrong. Every one of them either don't have it, got something in it that's not supposed to be there, or something's crushed. I mean, it's just like, are we paying any attention at all to this?
Once you use them for help, then you can find it, you know what I mean? You're at the bottom of the barrel, and you got to keep them because they're a warm body. And it's just a vicious rat race.
I mean, I've got a couple of shops considering closing up because they can't find any help. They don't know what they're going to do.
So you used to live in Georgia. I saw a lady posted, why is the Sonic closed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? It was because they don't have no help.
King and Brevard completely down because they couldn't get any help. They just closed the doors.
Like you said, it's easier to do that. You know what I mean? To take the loss than to just keep losing every day, right?
Another one I was watching over the weekend, I didn't know about, is Walmart's closing over 100 stores nationwide so they can condense inventory.
You don't have enough to supply all the stores, so you got to get rid of some of the low-producing stores, right?
Surprised me that Walmart be closing anything.
Somewhere some of the stores that were closing.
Another article I was reading, it didn't have an actual list in there, so, and I haven't spent the time to dig out and find it, but I would like to, just to verify that one.
That's the main store the daughter uses out there in the middle of nowhere, and I can just see that one not being a big producer.
Your daughter lives in Kentucky, right?
Yeah, Roger.
Yeah, her on radio?
Anything yet. You know, when I was up there, the darn radio never even went off on the repeater or on GMRS or FRS.
Well, I was going to say, I found one of my old sister's vans. You can have it if you want to take it up to her.
I might do it because I got an old one that I think still works, and at least they'd be able to communicate with each other anyway.
It was an old Bearcat. It works. I tried it out. It still functions just like it's supposed to.
Talking to their daughter down in Anderson, and man, Susan was all pissed off at the sun.
You do now?
Yeah, hang on. Let me get in the gate. Yeah, it worked in like, oh, good grief, must be 6 or 7 years now, and that she's been the one that's worked, you know, always working, and that, and oldest grandson's birthday's coming up, and he wants to go see his grandma down in Savannah so he can go to the beach, because he's never been to the beach, and he's telling him no, they can't go or whatever, but he isn't, you know, doing anything for the family, just a dead weight. And Susan's like, man, I tell him, you know what I mean? You have no right to tell me what I can do. I'm the one making the money. I'll spend it how I want. And the daughter-in-law cut all of the back grass with push mower, and all he had to do was cut the front grass. And he didn't do it, and waited until they gave him a notice that they were going to fine him if he didn't cut the grass. And then she went out there and had to cut the grass. He just ain't doing nothing. He's just a dead weight.
That's just a sorry excuse for what's supposed to be a male.
I don't know why she's still hanging with him. I mean, he's not even a good babysitter.
That's pretty bad if you're not even a good babysitter. You're not providing anything else either, so. I don't know. I don't understand that one.
Understand it myself. behind that. So, but all right, I'll let you go. I know you got to be getting remotely close and that. So I'll say 7-3. Maybe I can catch you this afternoon on the radio. KN4 TSW.
Perfect timing. I just pulled in the parking lot myself, so it's time for me to go. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. Have a good day, Ken. 7-3.